This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
On for 3,000 years, and we're not about to be swayed by mistaken policies that have caused great, great damage. Israelis do not need to be lectured about the importance of peace by foreign leaders. Israel's hand has been extended in peace to its neighbors from day one, from its very first day. We prayed for peace. We've worked for it every day since then. And thousands of Israeli families have made the ultimate sacrifice to defend our country and advance peace. My family has been one of them. There are many, many others. No one wants peace more than the people of Israel.
Well, you know, I think that really puts it in perspective, doesn't it? You have the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, laying this out. And this thing is really difficult when you're on the outside looking in. You may think that you have an idea, but this has been going on for thousands of years. And you talk about ancient hatred. One of my friends wrote a book about Bill Salus, about the ancient hatred that's been going on for thousands of years of Arabs against Israel. So this is nothing new. And they haven't solved it in thousands of years. You think that somebody like John Kerry or Barack Obama, Donald Trump for that matter, anybody is going to be able to come in and do this? This has to, this really is about the hearts and minds. And this, you know, again, I think this was such the value of having someone like Michael Rubin on with us to get us to understand, you know, the hearts of the people there. And, you know, as I suggested to Michael and shared with him, you know, when I visited Israel, my sense was that there is that division within the Palestinians themselves who, like Israel, wants peace, like some Muslims that want peace. But you have the leadership that's saying the only way that they can live and have peace is that if Israel's out of there. Totally. I mean, it's not that Israel, I mean, forget about even what John Kerry suggested, which is goofy as all get out, that says Israel can either be Jewish or democratic. It cannot be both. You know, I don't see that as a conflict. I mean, what did he say about the Muslims? You know, what do you, you know, if that's your thinking, how do you string out the logic and apply it, you know, for the people of Muslim faith? You know, how do you exist there? How do you reconcile that statement? I don't know. I mean, to me, it still sounds goofy. But again, you're talking about the hearts and minds of the people there that have been dealing with this. And Israel, better than anybody else, because they've been the focus. I mean, look what's happened, whether it's the Holocaust and time and again, where they've been kicked out of their land, they've been pushed out. And here it is. Since 1948, you know, as predicted, as God said it would happen, Israel would once again be a state. And the things that happened, I mean, the preservation of its language, I mean, you know, it's one miracle after another. Amazing. In one day, you know, God says, you know, the Bible says, who could, you know, create a nation in one day? Well, God could, and he did. He did in 1948. And Arabs and those around Israel have been doing everything they can to create problems to where, you know, I mean, and I say create problems, I mean major problems. I mean, they're the ones that are aggressive. They have been killing Israelis with one intifada after another. And now it's Israel's fault with all the problems the UN is facing today on the globe. They decide to go after, as Charles Krauthammer, and he so appropriately said, here's this little speck of land, and all of a sudden now it's the bigger issue. More than, you know, than global warming, more than ISIS, and more than Ebola, and all the other threats around us, Israel is the big threat, and they're the ones to be targeted. And this is all happening as Barack Obama's leaving office. Rather curious, don't you think?
This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, doing a little bit of administrative cleanup because that's what we have to do. And we do want to remind you, by the way, we still have some DVDs and Blu-rays of that incredible movie that is just absolutely blowing everybody's mind away. I'm talking about Hillsong United. It is the movie Let Hope Rise. If you want to be in the running, by all means, all you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, hey, Martinez, put me in the hubba. I want one of those Hillsong United DVD Blu-ray discs, Let Hope Rise, the movie. And, hey, look, at if you're lucky, and you're winner, chicken dinner and all that good stuff, one will be, expedited post-haste right to your very own home and for your own personal enjoyment for all your friends and neighbors. Why not? We are awaiting right now, and this is why I'm padding just a little bit. Is it obvious? The amazing Kreskin, yes, he's got predictions of 2017 for us that he teased us about last time. And so he is with us right now, so I can get my fingers off my temples because I was channeling Kreskin, you know, the incredible mentalist, you know, that we know him for all the many exposures on Johnny Carson's show back in the 70s, 75, over 80 times, he tells me. And I didn't even use any of my mentalist capabilities to figure that out because we see him all over the place. Kreskin, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I am good. I hear you talking the same as, God, it's been a long time since we spoke last, like December 19th, just a week or so ago. Huh?
This is becoming a habit. I think this is part of the 2017 prediction here, is that Bill and Kreskin will be joined more at the hip than ever before, huh?
And of course, and then I keep having a note here. Bill, I shouldn't read this to you, but since we're on the air live now, aren't we?
Absolutely. Right? No, we're on live.
I shouldn't read this note, but it says here, don't dare read Bill's thoughts on the air with the public to hear. No, I'm only joking, Bill.
I know you got some great stuff for us for 2017. Jesus, everybody's on the edge of the seat. They're sending me emails and texts going, okay, what do you have to look for? I go, well, you know, he's going to be on and he'll tell it.
By the way, we've already, because it'll be refreshing, and I won't talk about it now, but we talked about the election and that crazy 11 months earlier. Remember that?
Yes, exactly. Right.
By the way, what I couldn't tell you when I spoke to you on the phone, two network shows, science shows, are going to want to investigate and do a partial documentary on it. But when I spoke to you then, I was still totally blind in one eye. Mm. I had an extraordinarily dramatic experience that took place a few days after the election. I was seeing a doctor with some treatment on my right eye, and it was the second time, and inadvertently the doctor evidently severed almost an attachment so that I went blind for days.
Oh.
And I couldn't understand what was going on. And where I live is not where the doctor was. He's in another town. So I went to an optometrist here in town where I sometimes buy glass frames. And he looked at me. He says, "You got to get to a surgeon immediately." Had I not gotten to these other two, it would be. I had made up my mind. And when I spoke to you, no one knew this. But for 7 days, I didn't work. We canceled everything. But then I decided, hey, if Sammy Davis can do it, I'm going to do it. And I just want you to know, because this is one of the reasons one of the documentary groups are having me on. They say, Creston, there's an I don't mean that I'm inspiring, but there's an inspiration behind this because you rose above it. I made up my mind I was going to work anyway. And believe it or not, for 2.5-3 weeks, I was doing performances where I couldn't see the right side of where I was or the audience or anything. And no one knew it except my road manager, because I decided I'm going to go on as busy as ever. By the way, one of the auditoriums was a Coliseum, and it didn't have regular staging, so they had built this high platform that was only about 6 feet wide, and I almost fell off the right side. My road manager said, "Oh my God!" But because I didn't see, I think the audience, they didn't know that I was sightless. I think the audience thought, "Well, Creston, at this time, he's probably drinking heavily, and he's just getting over the hangover or something like that." But I got to tell you, I want to tell you that Christmas Eve was a call celebrity. I had a performance. I got two performances tonight. These are private ones now, coming with banquet groups, and one is in a producer's home. But anyway, Christmas Eve was a celebration because 4 or 5 days before, some light started coming in, and then pieces of vision. And it's going to take a while, but the doctors say they're going to be saving my sight. So when I see you in person, if we get in an argument, we're going to still see eye to eye. And that's
okay. Well, good, good. But if I need to get away from you, and if you're still, you know, but hopefully that is not the case. So,
Bill, it's hard. No, and I can look at it now, and I'm not asking for any sympathy because I was celebrating. But you know, with 80 years, it isn't easy to adjust to losing one half your eyesight completely after all those years.
Exactly.
But I am fine, and I wanted to share this. But you can understand
my
keeping a quiet then, because rumor gets out, they would have said, there's not only that, but there's brain damage. And I talked to friends who said, the doctor said there's no brain damage, but friends of mine say, Creston, get a second opinion. You can see the friends I have.
Exactly. They said, Creston, this is chronic. This has been a chronic issue for you. So, we just tolerated you.
thank God Bill Martinez would not have said, get a second opinion. He would have said, Creston, get a third opinion. But you realize the New Year's is right around the corner, Bill. Do you have a few minutes just to hear some things I see coming up?
That's what this is all about here. We got a couple segments to do. Let's go.
I want to, and you let me know when we got 1 minute left. I'm going to share with you something that up until.
Hey, Scott, see how good a mentalist he is? I have to tell him when there's a minute. I mean, he can't even figure this out through his own mental mind. That's because he's a little hampered right now. That's right.
I got to tell you something. As a thought reader, reading Bill's thoughts would be a major miracle. Bill, if we can't laugh in this day and age, and I said this before, damn it, we've got to. Listen.
I've got priests and confessions and confessionals that kick me out because they can read my mind, you know? So, hey.
You know who one of the early heroes of my life was, who I came to know very well? Remember Bishop Fulton J. Sheen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And Bishop Sheen and I got to know each other after a while. And I got to tell you a story that he told, because it's near the New Year's. We can look at things with a great cheer and so forth. Sometimes he and I would be at a banquet, and he'd first be speaking, one of the most eloquent speakers in television history, and I would perform. So he'd say, you know, Creston's Roman Catholic, and I learned from him that his family originally thought he was going to become a priest. And believe it or not, Bill, don't get sarcastic, my family thought I was going to become a priest because I was going to Mass and everything else. And Bill's got all kinds of sarcastic thoughts, for sure.
No, because I'm right with you. This is why we're so close, is because this was my life, too. I mean, we were all, because when you're a Catholic and you're a young boy, you see, get nuns come in or the priest or the Monsignor would come in and say, how many of you boys are going to be priests when you grow up? About 99% of the boys would raise their hand until by the time you got to eighth grade, then it was like down to two or three.
So listen to this. So Bishop Sheen says, Can you imagine Father Christian, and it's Saturday, and it's and the church is dark, and because the kids are only going to confessional, this is their first Holy Communion, and they're sitting in benches and whatever.
Well, Kreskin, I got to tell you, we got to go to break. We're 3 seconds away. More from Kreskin after this.
Not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. We continue to fight the good fight, and in between we have a little bit of fun. This is why we have Kreskin with us for the enjoyment purposes. Of course, we're talking about the confession. You get a couple Catholic boys talking about the confessionals, and boy, I'll tell you, that's a whole show.
unto itself.
Sure is.
But you imagine, sure. Father Kreskin, you'd be the Evelyn Wood School of Speed Confessionals, because the kids would walk by and you would just say, "Hey, I know what you did. Stop it. You know, a couple Hail Marys, and we'll see you tomorrow."
Yeah. Let me tell you, because Bishop Sheen was had a great sense of humor. You remember him on the air?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I mean, I had friends who were Jewish people who watched him because he spoke the good word and what have you. And by the way, to show you his humor, one time he was at a banquet, and the legendary figure and most powerful figure in broadcasting at that time was Arthur Godfrey, and Godfrey was on the dais. And after, this was on a Monday night, and Mondays are the worst nights for banquets or everything else because people came from a weekend and they're tired the first night, and the audience theater, many theaters have said that they wish they were off on Monday nights. So anyway, so this was his banquet for this company, what have you, and Bishop Sheen spoke and Godfrey had some words. So it's all over with at the Waldorf, and everybody's going home except Bishop Sheen is sitting next to Arthur Godfrey at the dais. Now, the place is emptying out. And somehow, Sheen tells Godfrey a joke or something quietly. Nobody hears this.
Mm-hmm.
And Godfrey responds by telling Sheen a joke. And they sat, the two of them, by themselves for 2 hours exchanging jokes. But that's the kind of humor, because Sheen was an incredible speaker. So anyway, he made this story up about me. He says, "Now, can you imagine?" He said, "If Kreskin, instead of becoming the renowned mentalist over the years, if he went into the Catholic Church and what have you, and the kids are getting ready for their first Holy Communion, so little Johnny goes into the pew and he closes the door of the confessional and he hears the panel part, and Father Kreskin says, 'Young man, tell me your sins,' and Johnny stutters, and he says, 'Father, I lied to my mother 7 times. And Bishop Sheen says, Kreskin interrupts and says, "It was 9 times and you know it." That was a very creative story. I got to tell you, he was a wonderful man. That's all. And he, I don't want to go into it, but we would sit. He, by the way, when he traveled, and sometimes he'd have me come to his hotel room because we'd sit and talk. And he did the same thing that I did. When I checked into a hotel room, I had 2 beds in the room. One bed was for all the paperwork, all the notes to spread out so I could, use it like a desk and what have you.
Right,
that's what he
right.
did. But anyway.
We got about six minutes, so let's talk 2017. What do we got?
Yeah. The film industry, I'm getting calls and calls, and they're saying to me, in fact, a very prominent lawyer said to me, "Oh, my God, if you could make this happen, Kreskin, they haven't thought about it. Let me explain this, folks, and it will hit home with all of you, whether you go to the movies or just watch movies on television or what have you. An awful lot of writers in Hollywood are leaving in the past year and a half Hollywood and going and writing for television, even though all their lives they wrote movies and what have you. You read movie reviews. And the reviews, maybe it's now only 30% are good reviews. Not that movies are bad. There's some great movies around. But there's an awful lot of movies that are just going by the wayside. The rehashes, they're redone and so mm-hmm. forth and so forth and so forth. One of the things that needs to happen, and I don't think it's going to happen within the next year, but I predict someone's going to come to their senses and say, let's take a shot at this. First of all, when you folks go to a movie today, you know as well as I do, even if you're taking your 2 teenage kids, you got to pay all this money. You see one movie, it's a longer movie because you're seeing one movie. It's like 2 hours and so forth. It has to because you're paying that much money. Well, look at the successful movies. Just go. Don't just go to TCM. Go on your internet. The successful movies, some of the best movies ever made, including Alfred Hitchcock movies, were only an hour and a half, an hour and 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. Some of the greatest comedies were. What's happening now, and if you don't believe me, folks, do yourself a disservice. You'll get annoyed with me for my telling you. Go to a theater earlier when they're showing previews. If you can sit through these previews at the end of an hour, you can't even remember the previews because every one of them has noise, shooting, explosions, and whatever. Because in order to fill the 2 hours, like adding pages to a book, they've had to add noise and noise, and the stories have become lost. I think it's going to would be a stroke of genius if we were able to go back to double features, because look at some of the greatest westerns, some of the greatest mystery stories, some of the greatest comedy.
Oh,
and,
good fun.
And this could be a shot in the arm. And you won't believe the calls I'm getting saying, Kreskin, can you make it happen? Well, I can't make it happen, but I can suggest it because I think it's an answer. And I thought,
no, I think maybe some of these theaters that are going out of business, this might be an idea for them, right?
Yeah, because
could be saving grace for them.
Are not doing well. That we're sending all the film to China because there's thousands of theaters in China, so they're using any movie they can. By the way, the other thing I want to say, because I love, have you had any pets through the years, any dogs or cats in your home?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any now?
Yes, absolutely. We got, they're not directly in my home now. They're with their, with my children. So,
sure.
Yes, we have a border collie, Kobe, and Sherman is a Maui dog, and he's a Dalmatian.
Oh, my God. By the way, I've been quoted as far away as even in some German books. You know why dogs make more loyal friends than people? The reason dogs make better friends than people is they wag their tails, not their tongues.
Mm.
Anyway, I because I travel a great deal, my folks were still with us. I always had a dog with my friend, but I have cats, and I had four cats. I've lost two of them, them now. One Bugsy, who died last year, 15 years old. If I come back from a trip and sit in a family room, he jumps up on my lap, put his head against my face, and every time I kissed him on the back of the neck, he licked me back. The veterinarian said, this guy thinks he's a dog, whatever. But I want to
they're
say
just that, about pure love, aren't they? Well,
yes.
Well, Kreskin, we're three minutes, so let's get to 2017, okay?
It's all right. Morning, folks.
Okay.
And the morning started with California, but it's now hitting other states. Listen to me, all of you folks. Listen to me. When you adopt a dog or a cat, as I have my cats, my two cats now are 8 years old, but the other one is 15 years old. When you plan to adopt an animal, listen to me and take my advice. If you plan to adopt an animal, wait. No, don't. Wait 2 weeks and think about it. And let me tell you the news, because I have been in the film industry. I've been called by producers, everything else. In California now, the veterinarian or groups are becoming a monopoly. They're being bought by one or two companies. There's going to be a few private ones if you're lucky enough to get to them. But in becoming a monopoly, it's going to now set a price range, and the people are telling me the prices it's going to cost to get treatment for your animals. I predict, and I pray to God I'm wrong, but I know this is the case. I predict you're going to see more and more animals left on highways and streets.
Mm.
And actors and actresses who call me and say, Kreskin, this is terrible. We know this is going to happen. You folks, before you get your pet, make sure you can take care of them. You can never, ever set them aside on a street. I couldn't live with myself that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
But it is happening. And Bill, this is not I'm not a negative mind, but I love animals, and we need to protect them. The other
no,
thing
exactly.
That,
you're right.
Do you have a minute to about a minute? What do you
We got a minute and a half. Minute 15 seconds.
I'm going to tell you something that's happening more and more in the United States. Laws are being passed, amongst other things, that you can't have animals in a performance or a show and what have you. Let me say this. Yes, animals are mistreated. They're mistreated by people who have them at home. But I want to tell you some of the, as a kid, and I can talk about my family, some of the most beautiful scenarios we saw was performers came in and had animals as part of their program. Look at Siegfried and Roy. They love their tigers. We are denying. I'm sick and tired of a lobbyist and what have you. We're denying an opportunity to relate with the animal world, and I love animals. You got to be continued. I'm going to talk to you next year sometime, Bill, okay?
Well, yeah. Well, what's the biggest one for 2017? Your biggest prediction?
Well, the biggest one for 2017 is that we got to stop, we're going to shut up, and we're going to suddenly lose interest in politics for a while. Because, and by the way, the big one is the movement is going to be to shorten the campaign, the campaigns for elections, you know, and so forth, Bill. There's going to be a movement to shorten the campaigns. I predict that movement will fail, not because of politics, but because of the damn amount of money that the networks have made with the long range.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You're one of the 280 plus affiliates we have across this country or around the world via shortwave. We welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget to send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and tell me if you want to be in the running for that Hillsong United DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away. We have a plethora, and so all you got to do is just drop me an email. It's that simple, okay? You know, we're told that we don't have because we don't ask. This is so simple. All you got to do, drop me an email. Tell me that you want to be in the running. We pull your name. Make sure you include your address, and you could be the proud owner of Hillsong's United DVD Blu-ray disc. Let Hope Rise, a movie that will blow you away. Craig Floyd is with us right now, President and CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, and it's always an honor to have him with us, and he's got some new statistics to share with us. Craig, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you.
Well, we understand that we had a 20% increase compared to 2015 of law enforcement who have died in the line of duty nationwide, right?
Yeah, tough year for law enforcement. Unfortunately, it seems to be every year. Too many deaths. This year, 135 officers killed in the line of duty nationwide. And 64 of those officers, Bill, were shot to death. That's a 56% increase over the same time last year. And 21 of those shooting deaths for officers were ambush-style attacks. We've heard about a lot of them in the national news, but 21 is the highest number of ambush attacks against officers that resulted in fatalities since 1995. Some bad things happening in the streets of America.
Are we seeing an increasing disrespect for authority in our country? Is that what these numbers are telling us?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. There is definitely a growing disrespect for the rule of law in our country. And who enforces those laws? Who is the most visible symbol of government and authority in America? It's certainly the uniformed officers patrolling our streets. And they seem to be under attack simply because of the uniform they wear, the job that they do. And when our officers are under attack, Bill, as you know, we're all at risk. And that's why we've got to rally around the men and women in law enforcement. They're out there trying to keep our community safe, putting their lives at risk in the process. And yet so often they hear hate-filled tirades and second-guessing and criticism directed against them every time they turn around. We've got to change this. And I think steps are underway to try to restore trust and better relations between the public and the officers who serve them. And I'm hopeful that in the coming months and years ahead, we're going to see these numbers decrease. We're going to see more support for law enforcement. And that's what it's going to take, I think, to keep our officers safe, keep our community safe.
Mm-hmm. Part of what the Memorial Fund does is to educate the public to understand who these officers, not only who they represent, but as you started to explain, who they are. I mean, these are people out of our own community, people just like us, that have made a choice to go and defend and protect us. And they all have families. They have children. You know, they've got futures. They've got hopes and dreams that they want to realize. And they're out there on our behalf to level the playing field against the bad guys so that, you know, we can live in peaceful neighborhoods.
Without question, I think we have to realize that our police officers are your neighbors. They have their kids in the same schools you do. They have the same feelings that you do. They are cut from a different cloth, and that's a good thing, because most of us could not deal with the challenges, the difficulties, the dangers that they have to deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But what we need to remember most of all, we certainly hear about the acts of courage and heroism that they display on a daily basis, but we don't hear nearly enough about the compassion of the men and women who serve us in law enforcement. So often, those are the untold stories. That's who officers are when nobody's looking. The homeless man that they stop to help on the way home to their families.
Exactly.
To make sure he has a blanket, food, money when he needs it. These are the stories that I get to hear every day, but most citizens do not.
Well, the narrative, like anything, when one voice is heard above the rest, where it's loud and disturbing, like what has been going on in the last several years, there's been a focus on law enforcement. And so, you know, for it to follow some of these, you know, expressions and unlawful expressions and now attacks on our law enforcement, you know, officers like this, you know, this is, you know, this is so deleterious on so many levels, Craig, as you know, and I appreciate all the work that you're doing on behalf of police and for the citizens that need to have a balance here. And I know that you're doing everything you can to kind of bring a balance to this because, you know, you're trying to ferret out all these emotions. Some things that I think are being expressed that are inappropriate. Maybe some things need to be discussed in a kind of venue, almost along the same lines as, you know, it's okay to have freedom of speech, but to yell fire in a theater when there's no fire just to cause a riot, that's against the law. And maybe we've had a little bit of the fire warning here in this situation, especially at times when we need to be careful about what is being incited out there, don't we?
Without question, and I think a statistic that really bears emphasis right now is of the 62 million interactions that officers have every year in this country with the citizens they protect and serve, they use or threaten the use of force less than 2% of the time. All right. Most of the time, our officers will do their jobs without ever having to resort to use of force. In fact, most officers, probably more than 90%, I've heard different stats, but more than 90% of the officers serving today will never fire their weapon in the line of duty. And yet that, unfortunately, is the impression that too many people have, because occasionally when they do use force, that becomes the evening news. That's what you see on television and in the movies. But that's not reality. The reality is they're doing their jobs properly and professionally. More than 99% of the officers serving this year did not have a complaint of misconduct filed against them. Those are the facts. So that's the important thing to remember. And we're building a museum, Bill. I think you're aware of it. It's the National Law Enforcement Museum. It's being built right across the street from our National Memorial. It's now under construction. It's going to open in 2018. And when that museum opens, I think people are going to be awakened to the fact that law enforcement has served a vital role in our society for hundreds of years. The stories of compassion, courage will all be told there. People will get to walk in the officer's shoes, experience what it's like to go through officer training, what it's like to be a detective using forensic science, what it's like to be the dispatcher in the 911 emergency call center. And that museum opens in 2018, and I think it's going to go a long way to helping rebuild any trust that's been lost between the officers and the public they serve.
Well, Craig, the other thing I would like to see done, I agree with, I think this is going to go a long way, but I think one of the things that we need to do, and you touched on this, that is that we hear the headline. When something happens, immediately we hear the big headline, and then the story gets lost in due process because it takes time. Due process is important, but there needs to be some go-to place that when these major issues or these things that happen in the news that people can go to and say, how was this adjudicated? In the interest of transparency, what actually happened? Instead of some of this stuff becoming urban legend and people not understanding what's going on. I mean, we have a lot of anecdotal information and rallying cries that are put out there that are based on lies. And we need to have a go-to place to where, you know, people can, look up these issues and say, okay, this is what happened in Ferguson. This was the final adjudication of what officers and what law enforcement, and including the attorney general, where that's appropriate, what their findings were, so that there, you know, it becomes inarguable. You know what I mean?
So often, you're exactly right. That part of the story is untold, and people just don't get to hear it. The fact of the matter is, decades ago, when the officers started putting cameras on the dashboards of their patrol vehicles, dash coms is how they're referred to, the complaints that were filed against officers, in more than 90% of the cases, the officer was exonerated by the dash com footage.
Yeah,
which
and we need
exactly
to get that out there.
Officer
and
did.
In the interest of full disclosure, Craig Floyd, President and CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Thank you, Craig.
Howard. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays. So it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist. And I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Martinez live.
Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right?
Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of four books, and a popular TV and radio talk show host and guest. Always good to have him with us. Dr. Lomero, Happy New Year to you. How are you, sir?
Happy New Year to you and to all your listeners around the country.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, you know, Gerard, we've been saying on this show, you know, I want to shake the Democrats up and say, look, get your acts together, get out of the fetal position, assess what happened, and get back in the fight because we need everybody involved in this project, America, that we're in. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's not going to be just because of Donald Trump. It's going to be because all of us are playing, you know, have agreed to come alongside and play an important role in making this happen. Because not any one person has all the goods. In your recent article, you talk about whether or not we're seeing the end of the Democratic Party. Maybe the end of the Democratic Party, the way it started to develop. And the trajectory it was on. I mean, you talk about President Obama's legacy and how he's trying to protect it. And I got to say that maybe the takeaway here for the Democrats is this was not very positive. They had somebody there. They had a Democrat in the White House for 8 years. But after everything is said and done, what he's telling us and what reality is telling us is not squaring up.
I think you're 100% correct. I mean, he's a very ideological president, and I think the ideology he's been trying to put across America, with Americans mostly against it, is one of a European socialist country. And I don't think that's the way Americans think. They're too rooted in freedom. They're too rooted in free enterprise and, you know, accomplishing things and innovating and technology, new technology. And I think, he sort of really lost that spirit. He talked about hope and change, but he sort of lost the hope and change, at least most Americans seem to, because optimism was down. the economy is down, our military has been weakened, and the Democratic Party, the word for it is decimated.
Yes.
About 1,000 to 1,500, depending on whether or not you count local races, they have lost in the last 8 years while Obama was president.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no doubt that they have to regroup, and it's important. Again, I am not trying to bash the Democrats, and I'm not hearing you do that either. It's just that, look, we need to have a disparate view and participation in this great American experiment. This is what makes it work. I mean, case in point, look what's happening in California. That is a one-party state. New York, pretty much the same thing. And those two bookends are an absolute disaster. And if they are not the poster children of socialist democracy, I don't know what is here in America.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with you. I think it's important that all Americans participate in America. I mean, we want an economy where 100% of people are working. We have about 94, 95 million Americans working age who do not have a job. That's not good for them. It's not good for the country. Just think of how the GDP would just get so much higher if we got those people to work, plus the tax receipts would help pay off some of the debt. So it's good for America to join in. I think it's foolish for people to sit back and keep complaining that they didn't win the election. Well, let's face it, we had a vigorous election. We debated the issues. And in our system, the Electoral College wins, not the popular vote.
Right.
And Donald Trump won clearly with the most states and the most electoral votes.
Yeah, you know, all that stuff is noise. I mean, that's after the fact. You want to change the rules. You want to make it, you want to delegitimize, which is interesting because the very people that were just so aghast at the potential, legitimization of Hillary Clinton because she was on an absolute almost 90% chance of winning the president. In fact, there was no chance. It was a given. And the only chance was whether it was going to be a landslide or not. And it didn't work out that way.
I might add that when I started doing my actual forecasting, and I predicted Trump would win months ago, but when I actually did my numbers, my forecasting, I picked every state Trump won correctly, and I also picked the winner correctly, and you should have heard some of the comments I got on the radio, like, are you drinking something?
Yes, right.
I think Trump is going to win.
Right. Well, you know, and this is the thing, when you, and you were looking at some numbers, I had a couple of other experts that were looking at numbers behind the numbers, not just the stuff that mainstream media was feeding us. But, you know, and you're looking at, I'm here in Florida and I'm watching what's going on, you know, the events that Trump was having. I mean, it was that kind of Obama effect where, you know, he was bringing throngs of people to events. I mean, thousands of people. I mean, I was at one location here in Port St. Lucie, and Hillary Clinton was supposed to have a rally a couple of doors down from a pro-life dinner meeting that we attended. And there were only 8 people there for her rally.
Oh, that's
where her limousine just kept on going. They went bye bye, or as the first lady would say, bye bye, Felicia. I mean, they weren't about to stop or slow down for it. So yeah, all those things were pretty wacky. But the fact of the matter is that we have a new government. And I know a lot of people with some of the stuff that President Obama is doing here in the waning hours of his presidency, he's not making things easier for someone. I mean, and this is what drives us nuts, because he says one thing and he does another. I mean, this has been 8 years of a disconnect of what he's saying and what he does. He tells Donald Trump, hey, I'm going to make it smooth. I learned a lot from President Bush, how gracious he was, and smooth transition, everything. I am going to do a better job than even Bush. Well, when he said that, I just, oh, I wish he hadn't have said that, because look what we got. The exact opposite.
Right. We've had an unquestionably high number of felons that were pardoned. We have the thing with Israel, kind of giving Israel a slap in the face at the UN.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Netanyahu said to Obama, friends don't bring friends to the Security Council.
Exactly. That was a great line. That was a great line, but exactly rather poignant. that he would make that statement. Exactly. And, you know, he does that for all the problems that the world is facing. We're going to deal with Israel and the Palestinian situation in the last waning weeks of this administration. You've got to be kidding me. And then, to add to the farce of it, you have John Kerry coming on for 70 minutes droning on, being misinformed, using wrong information. I mean, it's a disaster. I mean, this is the Secretary of State. That, you know, I don't know if he's going to say later on, well, I misspoke, or you didn't read me in my right context, or how he's going to excuse some of this stuff. But because I don't think he blatantly lied. I just think he just missed, you know,
he's the point.
Yeah.
He missed the point is what it is. And both Obama and Emma Clinton, too, if she ever talks now and then that she pops up, you know, on the scene, and that they're basically not connected with the electorate. They don't understand yet why they lost this election, and the fact the American people are rejecting this, as I said, European socialist model for America.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to realize that and just get on board. You know, the group that led us for the last 8 years under Barack Obama was really a group that was a minority. They pushed the party into Obamacare. I remember being on the radio in March 2010 when Obamacare was voted on. American people, about 67% were against it, but they still pushed it through.
Exactly.
So they were governing without the people.
Well, and without the other side. See, and this is why I don't want people to get carried away here and think, well, you know, because the Republicans won so resoundingly and we've taken over all these state governments and everything, everybody's high-fiving and thinking, okay, they should put their foot on the throats of Democrats. Look, at you need them. You need them in the recipe. And their voices need to be heard. Now, some of the stuff should be drained, like Donald Trump said. Even Nancy Pelosi before that said the swamp needed to be drained. I don't think she quite thinks that she's part of that which needs to be drained, but that will be seen as to what goes down the drain here. But some of this stuff needs to be eradicated so that the country can truly move on and be about the business of getting America back to work again. Because that's going to be step one in terms of the GDP answer, in terms of the $20 trillion in debt, in terms of the general happiness of Americans in this country today. Gerard, what do you think?
I think you're 100% correct. I think you've got great advice. And I do want to say I think we have optimism that Trump is doing that. I mean, he brought in Mitt Romney to talk to him when the person couldn't have said anything more negative during the campaign. It was incredible that Trump would even talk to him. But I think that shows a certain graciousness and openness and an attempt to bring people together. He also invited in Al Gore. He invited in quite a few people who you wouldn't expect him to, but I think he truly wants to unify the country. I think in his heart, I think he's got a good heart for wanting to make this country great again, you know, follow his theme for the election.
Exactly.
And so I think he's trying to do that, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, look how many Democrats voted for him.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party, like some said, they didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left them. And Donald Trump gave him a home. And, you know, now it's going to be up to us, we the people, to hold him accountable. Don't you say, Dr. Lamero? We got to make sure he follows through.
American people always have to hold everyone accountable. And hopefully they'll come together and have the best interests of this country at heart now that we enter 2017.
Well, we've had this pent-up potential of productivity just lying dormant, and it is hopeful to be expressed. And I think there are exciting times ahead. You know, we've got to continue on with the good fight if we're going to make this country great again. But everybody needs to be involved, all hands on deck. Dr. Gerard Lamero, thank you, Dr. Lamero, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.